When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
We got to camp last night, but I couldn't sleep at all until dawn's early light when I hear this bugle call.
When you see kids doing things for themselves, well, isn't that what life is all about? Getting prepared for things ahead. And that's what scouting is all about. Being prepared.
We have gas for a gas cooker. We have some chairs. We have some tents. And of course we got our land. A little plot of land. What, about 40 feet by about 30 feet? And it's just a bit of unmown grass.
I've had great times in scouts. I put a lot of time into it as well. I got great rewards out of it. And I'd say the kids love it as well.
We're in a big empty field in Rouen, County Clare, and it's the middle of May. But this team of scouts from Killaloe has come prepared to set up camp and stay here for 2 nights.
Well, in our group there's 4 girls, Linda, Aoife, Vanessa and Kate. And there's 4 boys, there's Niall, Cal, Callum and myself.
And that's Barra, he's 12 and one of the younger scouts. We've 2 leaders, 5 tents in bags, plenty of food, miles of string, lots of wood. Now Callum, he's 15 and the assistant patrol leader. He's the thinker. He's already assessing the situation.
Well, we just arrived and we have all our camping gear, which is like pillows and sleeping bags and all that kind of stuff. And we got cooker yoki, which is like a barrel full of sand practically. And we got like a box of stuff, which I don't know what's in this box of stuff. It's got charcoal, 2 barrels, load of toilet paper. Nice. We got loads of sticks, about 30 sticks, spars, whatever you want to call them, which are for the tripods and the cooker. We have a sign with the Rovers on it, that's our name. And then we got big planks of wood for the seats and the table. Now we have like compost for some reason. I don't know why. Oh, that's for the cooker.
Vanessa was voted by the team as the patrol leader. She's 15, she's doing her junior cert in a few weeks. Not too bossy, but she's well able to organise the team.
Well, we have all the wood divided into, like, the table wood is over there. That's the whistle, so we can go start now.
I'd like to welcome you here to Rouen. I'd just like to say the best of luck over the weekend.
Thank you.
May the best team win. And if you have any problems, junior or senior, don't be afraid to come up and ask one of the leaders. All right? Nothing too major now. I just raise the flag and then you can start. Okay?
So we run to the lawn where they're raising the flag and we stand by the flagpole saluting.
Eric Culligan is camp chief for the weekend. He started out as a 6-year-old beaver scout and moved up to the ranks. You could call him a natural scout.
I love being outdoors. Outdoors it's great, like, you know. It's brilliant. I love that now. Being out camping and building stuff. Making things. Things like that. What's good, like when you go out to a campsite and you'd see it and it'd stand out a mile away, like, you know, you'd drive up to it and you're like, oh, that's cool. You know, that's not like... Not the way the things are, like, compared to... Well, there was kind of the same when I was in when I was in Scouts, we used to build big mess of stuff as well. Like, I remember on one shield when we were building something, and it was down below on Killaloo, and we were building an entrance, and we were using just three sticks and a stick in the middle of it. The whole thing fell down on top of me. I thought it was great. Like, I just bounced up out of it again. The leaders came from every angle and saying, you all right? Not a problem. Look away from here. Like, it was that's where it was. Oh, it was, I'll never forget it. That was the best camp I ever had. Like, you know, when I think of it, when I think back, if I could think back more, like, you know, I'd be stunned myself, like, with some of the stuff that I used to do, like, you know.
I'm Barra, and I'm just climbing through this tunnel, and I'm going, there's a bigger end and there's a smaller end, and, well, I'm close to the end now, so, and I'm out, so, goodbye.
I'm going back through.
Cal and Barra are never in the right place at the right time. At the moment, they're having fun in that big concrete tunnel over there. But all the team have worked really hard over the last few weeks. Everything was talked about, including the food.
Bran flakes.
You get a piece of string.
The knots were learnt.
The log twice, so it makes an X. And then put the end of the string through, so it's called a clovitch.
The lines were practiced.
Be prepared.
Scout promise.
I promise to do my best.
The big mess tent was put up.
Barra,
hey, don't get it! Get out the other side! Get out the other side,
no,
Cal!
Grab that side.
And Cal, let's get a mallet and start pegging in these sides.
And their own particular song was chosen and practiced. So over the last month, the Scouts have gelled as a team. They've learned the basic skills, they've worked out a plan, and now they're prepared for the real thing, the Clare County Scout Shield Competition 2008.
The idea of the shield came up quite some time ago, and what the shield is, it's...
Fiona Staunton is in charge of the Scouts in County Clare.
It's the end of the year for the Scouts, and it's a weekend away where they use all the skills that they've learned for the last year and they put them into practice. And those skills can be anything from pioneering, which is making things using timber and knots, first aid, a little bit of water activities. But the biggest part of the shield is working together as a team and finding your place in that team and finding your niche, and that there is a place for everybody on the team.
Eric has seen lots of changes in scouting since he was a Beaver Scout.
The best thing I remember is we used to be all going away, like, it used to be great or crack, like. Well, back then, like, we could nearly do whatever we want, like. We could all of us pile into the back of a van and we'd tear off, like, you know. But these days, it's more health and safety now than more than anything else, like.
Someone fix the pole! Kate, do you have a mallet?
I'm not allowed to help them at all. It's all about doing it for themselves. But I think I'll have just a quick peep on how they're getting on.
Oh, my toe!
Are you OK? What are you doing in there?
What did I do?
Yes.
I
wrapped
the thing
of
my toe.
Ow.
Years ago, we'd just go out, and if we got wet or if we got dirty or whatever, we wouldn't really care. We'd just love it and we'd dance away inside it. Compared to now, like, they're, oh, I don't want to go near that. Oh, I'm not doing that. Oh, look at that. You know, that kind of, it's with some of the kids that are there, like, they're just, oh, I don't know, like, compared to years ago. I don't know what to make of it, like. But at the end of the day, they're still going doing what they're doing, like, so, which is, they enjoy it, and that's the main thing, like.
We're finished for now. It's after 10 and it's pitch dark, so we can't do any more work. We're just sort of looking at the or other campsites like Newmarket and Ennis.
Well, within 2 hours of arrival, the Scouts have transformed the field. There's now a sea of little tents, big tents, wooden tables, cooking areas. Each team from Ennis, Clare Castle, Newmarket, Six Mile Bridge and Killaloe has its own area clearly marked out. And they look great in their own distinctive neckerchiefs.
Green and orange Ennis. And orange and green. What's the difference?
How about blue and yellow?
You see here? You have green on the edge and then the main is purple.
Yeah.
So Ennis, the main is
orange.
No, six mile bridge. The main, yeah, one of them is green and the one is orange, and the other one is green and with the edge orange.
Fiona and John are inspecting one of the senior sites. Now their standards are pretty high for those teams.
Your layout is fine. Your site is untidy. You're supposed to be senior team, so I expect everything to be done well. As you should know, all your gear should be within your set boundaries by the end of the evening. So obviously all the wood for your entrance should be brought in and piled in one spot. Because it's dark now, everything should really be in neat bundles around so people aren't falling over them.
You've pulled bags as well left on the ground, so you need to start putting all that away in the store tent and tidying as you go along.
This is obviously the senior competition, so this is where we get strict on the points of view. Everything should be neatly away, organised. As we said, like, it's Friday night, so everything doesn't have to be done. The idea and the layout has to be there. I said, you've done the main things, which was you got your sleeping tanks up first, you got your store tent up, you got your gear into it. That's the main idea. Obviously, then it's getting some food and stuff in. Realistically, I would have done it before now. I would have had your tea and stuff there and had it done. And then by this stage, you should really be on tidy up. With the way that night is getting now, you should nearly be finished.
Well, a junior really is just there to get experience. That's basically what a junior team is there for. Like, they're there to get experience, and their leaders help them as well to show them how to do better on a project. With the senior scouts, you can't go near them. Like, they have to do everything for themselves. You can't touch them. Like, so they're basically on their own. They have to do everything themselves. Compared to the junior team, it's good in a way. Like, it basically brings them all together.
A scout camp wouldn't be one without a campfire. And it's where all the scouts get together and start to mix.
Bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die.
Well, I'm off to my tent now for what I hope will be a good night's sleep. Although, kids... And sleep?
We're just after coming in from the campfire, which was wet. And the lads won't shut up in the next tent.
And then they speak louder.
Oh my God. As loud as a pack of hyenas. Yeah, see, sound effects. Sweets. Those were...
There's Mars, Galaxy.
So at the moment there is Linda, Aoife... Kate and myself in the tent, and we are eating sweets. Oh, we have to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
At least.
Yeah. Okay, so slán a bhaile now, anyway. Talk to you later.
Day is done. Time for taps.
Good night, campers.
Time to head for my bed and collapse.
Lights out.
Cause the last bugle blast now is past. Breakfast, why do they call it mess? One look at the old meal, I begin to guess. Help, I'm being poisoned, send an SOS.
Saturday morning, bright and early. Today's the big day for the competition. Eric has assembled all the scouts for further orders.
I hope you've all got a BB bag.
Yes, a sleeping bag.
A pair of boots.
It's a bit like boot camp here.
And as well, on a different note, I'd like those toilets above to be kept clean.
It's disgusting.
There you go, disgusting. All right.
Sean, I don't...
Do you clean it? What else have I got to say?
I won't go near it.
Best to look and enjoy yourselves.
The best to look and enjoy yourselves. Thank you very much. Right.
So, did you sleep last night?
I slept for like 5 hours.
They have a little time to finish off their sights. The girls are chatting over their breakfast. Kate, she's only 11, but well able to hold her own. She's finishing off the barbecue stand.
We are making the barbecue, and you have to make a tripod, two tripods, and then you put a crossbar between them, and then you put the barbecue.
Which is extremely heavy.
And yeah, it's heavy.
Really heavy.
So we're going to need Vanessa.
And there's sand and peat moss
in it to raise up the fire.
Yeah. Oh, lads, make sure you cook the chicken really well, because the chicken I got the night, it wasn't really cooked properly.
Which is.
It was kind of slimy. So it was still, not slimy, it was still kind of.
Because we didn't have enough time and it's too low.
See, now I'm going to kill someone, see?
You do know this will be on radio.
Today's the day when they compete in various challenges. Fiona and John will be giving the marks for how they cope with each one. And I'm going to tag along somewhere in the background.
It's about 10 o'clock in the morning now. We're going off into the woods to do our first challenge, which I think is making the bivvies.
Anybody like to guess what we're doing?
Bivvy building.
Bivvy building, exactly. You've got 45 minutes and you need to build a bivvy that's big enough so all of you can lie down and have a good night's sleep inside of it. Oh, okay, so it needs to be dry, waterproof, big enough, comfy, and that's pretty much your whole briefing. I'll give you a warning at 15 minutes, 50 minutes to go, okay? I'll give you another warning at 5 minutes to go, and at the completion of the task, you want to be all inside of it, pretending we're ready to go to sleep, okay? Use the natural stuff around you. Okay, you can use your bivvy bags inside of it if you wish to. Okay. Yeah, yeah, just somewhere close by. Okay.
Don't have to go too far.
Yeah. It's about teamwork, and that may sound a bit cracked. Okay, but what it's about we're all going to have to get together. We don't have a tent to sleep in tonight. We may have got caught up in the hills, and that can happen. People do get caught out in bad weather. What are we going to find to keep ourselves safe? So they should always carry a bivvy bag with them. You really shouldn't go hiking unless you have a bivvy bag. So we're checking to see, did they bring the bivvy bag with them? Do they think of it? They're using the environment around them to protect them and to keep them safe. They're working together as a team insofar as they're looking for a place that's going to provide them shelter. They're not going to build a bivvy out in an exposed area. They're going to keep it low to the ground. They're going to use the materials that are available to them. So they have to think. They have to work with the materials that they have and that they can find in the environment around them. And they've got to plan and think together about how we are all going to come together as a team and work this out, that we're all going to be safe.
All over the woods, teams of scouts are now making their own little bivvies from branches, moss, whatever they can find in the woods.
Would you like a little pointer? There's a really nice rock down here with a flat face on it. That'll make one wall and the floor's already built. All you got to do is put a roof on it. See over here?
Okay, guys.
Okay.
Guys, come on down here.
We were above in the Gelty Mountains and it absolutely lashed. I mean, it lashed out of the heavens now. And our tents were soaked. The kids, we were all drenched inside my tent. Inside in the tent, there was a pond inside it. And at the bottom of my sleeping bag, there was a pond inside it. And my feet were inside in the water. And there was kids in other tents, and they had a kind of an island made out of the rucksacks, and they put the rucksacks into the middle, of their dome, and there they all were sitting up on top of it, and the water coming straight down through it and around, and it was just like a little pond, coming straight down off the mountain. Oh, it was comical to see it like, but it wasn't really that good like at the time, like when you think about it, like, you know.
Are we all in?
Yeah.
Oh, not quite. Okay, can we all lie down just to see how big this thing is? Yeah. See how big your house is.
Hey, look, I'm up here now.
No,
but
there.
Yeah, we can lie down.
Can all lie down?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. This is a beautiful house.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'd want to sleep in it though.
Okay,
what if it rained?
Yeah, it's very, very hoary.
Okay.
Yeah, just be 15 more minutes.
Yeah. It's pretty thin here before.
How warm do you think it would be?
Not very warm.
But you'd have a sleeping bag and you'd have a bivvy bag, so you would be kind of warm because I've
But you haven't we got a bivvy bag and you haven't got a sleeping bag.
We have a bivvy
at the moment.
If
we make a bivvy, what I'd recommend is that you make it much, much lower, okay? At the moment, it's beautiful for walking around. It's a lovely, lovely construction, I can't fault it, really. It's beautiful. But to keep you warm and dry and safe when the weather's miserable outside, you want to keep it fairly low. You want a lot more moss on there. Buckets and buckets of moss. You don't want to be able to see any light through it. By having it nice and small and lots of moss with a small entrance into it, it'll keep all its heat in there. It'll keep you nice and warm, okay? Other than that, it's lovely. Okay. Now, on the way back, we'll just stop at that other one, okay?
It's around 12 now and we're at the first day of challenge. Our first patient had asthma and then our next one was a person fell out of a tree. He had a piece of wood stuck into his leg and for some reason, I don't know who, pulled a stick out of his leg and killed him. So, so we weren't very good at the first aid.
Did you all think you should pull the stick out?
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's the worst thing to do, is it?
Yeah, it's the last thing to do.
Right, did the blood come pouring out, is it?
Well, yeah, he would have bled to death.
We're now making this thing called a donut. I don't really know what it is.
This is the donut. And you put that then around, you put the stick will be sticking up here. Now, it won't be that big, but this is basically how you do a donut with your neckerchief. All right, and you can put that down then around the wound and then kind of bandage it. It'll protect it, and it won't be hitting the stick and things like that.
All right? So he won't be under too much pain.
He won't be under it.
You try your best to give him as much pain relief as you can. Even though it's very hard to do it when you're in the middle of nowhere and something goes wrong, but you try your best. You've got to remember, it's all for the safety of him. Stay with him. Maybe one or two go back, but the rest of you stay and try and help. Or like if there was a couple of you there, just come here, give me your hand. Just like this, he'd lock on. Just hold on to me there like that. You could lock on like that, like, but kind of like this, and then you could put yourselves on it, but that's still too much strain on yourself as well. For a stretch of, say, like there was six of you there, or seven of you, and one of you got injured. Like, you'd have two there. It'd be like carrying a coffin, like, do you know what I mean? Mm. That's basically what it's like. It's like carrying a coffin, but the best thing is the bivy bag, or get sticks and use your claws. All right? Any questions?
One more thing now about the asthma. What you did there was very well, was very good, except you smothered the poor creature, whoever had asthma. She'd smother. She'd be twice as bad because you all went around her. You didn't give her. You have to stand back. Just one person or two just go into her and talk to her. You were too much on top of her altogether. And with asthma, she needs air. Do you know, she had hard breathing. But the questions, whoever asked them, was it you? Whoever asked the questions, do you suffer from asthma? Do you have your inhaler? They were very good. They were very good, I have to say. Now, the...
Right, that's it for that.
Now we have another.
There's another one there, right? Panic attack.
All right, my foot. Ow. It's around lunchtime now. We're at the water base. And we have to make this raft to get this person who lost his canoe in the river. We have to get his oar and his canoe by putting someone on the raft.
This is really, really, really well.
Yeah.
Coming.
He wants a book.
He wants a new helper. Lift this.
No, I'm not loud, but you have plenty more of your team sitting down.
Wait, guys.
Yeah, guys, come on. Yeah. You're part of this as well.
No, I don't.
We're not swimming. Are we going in?
I have spare shoes. Does anybody have spare shoes?
Me, Callum, no. Okay.
Take off your shoes.
The one thing I did notice when girls did come into scouting, first of all, was it upped the game. Very much so. The girls that came in were very motivated. They really, really wanted to be here. Some of the girls, you'll find their leadership skills are really very good. They really come to the fore in leadership, especially when you go to patrol leader forums and you watch the difference between the boys and the girls. It does bring out the leadership in the girls very much so.
Don't jump onto it, okay?
And strangely enough, as far as leaders go, females outnumber the males. which is, I suppose, strange in an organisation that would have originally been seen as a very male-dominated organisation. But the one thing, definitely the difference you would see between the boys and girls is the leadership in the girls seems to be that bit stronger.
Okay, I'm coming in because I need to wash this off.
Guys, if you get out past, if you got them out past the reeds, it gets a lot easier, you know?
I hope so.
If the rest of your team give you a push or something.
Kate is holding a rope attached onto Callum. And she keeps pulling him back. And now they have the canoe. And they got the paddle now, so... And it's very funny.
Well, they're kind of, in such a way, they're kind of good, like, because they kind of get the boys to do more stuff. Because if they were all boys, they'd kind of, like, just lay back sometimes. But then again, now I could be wrong. Sometimes they do all right, yeah. They give the girls a roasting, but the girls will have to give it back, like. Oh, there's no fear of my girls now, I tell you. They'll give it as good as they get.
Let's see if a boy can do.
Yeah, no boy has done it yet. Come on, Cal, you're our last hope.
No boy went out.
That's right.
It's about three now, and we're at this sort of trapeze challenge where we have to, like, there's this tight rope, two ropes, one above each other, and we have to walk around along the bottom holding on to the top one, and we just have to get to the other side without falling into this pit thing.
Right. Standing on this one, and you're holding this one.
And walk across.
Yeah. Just be careful not to fall because there's a lot of the rocks in there.
Right. And mice.
Are you serious?
Oh, mice.
I had,
oh my god.
No. Oh,
I and everything down there.
Yeah, I heard the important.
All the boys were sort of messing around, pretending they were spiders because all the girls were like scared of them and when they fell.
There's no spider in there. Look, Linda would fall right in front of him.
No, she wouldn't.
There's even a hole where he comes out. Linda, there's no spider there. They're only trying to put you off. Yeah, you are lousy.
The slagging between the boys and the girls never stops. It's like a running commentary to every activity. But I suppose that's fairly normal for a group of teenagers. Anyway, we're at the aerial runway now. It looks terrifying to me. You climb up very high wooden steps, put on a harness, and then you go sliding down on a kind of zip wire. Now, some of the scouts would do it all day. Kate wasn't too keen at first.
Can I go instead of her?
Way to go, Kate.
But she managed it. Well done, Kate. That's what scouting does for you. It brings out the best.
I'll do once and see what it's like.
Are you sure how to push down, Barry?
Scouting helped me in a way to interact with people, like. Basically to talk to people better, like. Because you meet new people all the time. Which I think scouts is good for that, like, you know. You're always, like, when the summertime comes, like, you're always meeting people. Always. There's always something different. It all depends. And if you're going away, well, you'll meet more different people all the time. And it's always, for me, been great, great or crack, like. Always has been. I tell you, I'm not a shy. I was kind of shy when I started. I'm not shy no more. I talk to anyone now, like, you know, it basically helps you, like.
So the cattle inspection, we do it when they're off site, so they're not intimidated by you going around.
Back at the tent area, John is doing a secret inspection while the site is empty.
So, like last night, your main areas are your site layout, your storage, your hygiene, gateway, gadgets then, or what extra bits to do, organisation, dining shelter, safety, obviously an issue.
Right, so their tanks are fine like that.
With the senior teams, we expect their boundary to be like a brick wall.
The shelter is good.
Fire.
Good, yeah. Tinfoil is important.
For that, just prefer the lashings to be tighter on it, because obviously it's the thing they're going to use.
Chicken kebabs.
Apart from that, it's fine. It's nice, it's tidy, it's clean. Everything's up off the ground that needs to be.
Is that for a junior team?
Very good, I'm quite happy with it.
Knowing it, tonight, the Killaloe team is in with a real chance. They might even win the Junior Shield.
Well, spider web, it's a piece of string basically between two trees, and it's like kind of strung across, so it's like a spider web, and there's loads of little kind of holes and things.
Back in the woods, the team did something called the spider web challenge.
And the object was to get through without touching the trees or going over the string or beneath it.
You'd go Aoife describes it. Now, bear in mind that Aoife is a very tall girl.
You'd decide which was the biggest gap that you could go through and everything. It was really fun. And nobody could get through. And then Colm had the bright idea of lifting me through. So everyone lifted me up and they put me to this hole and I got through. And that I was the only person that got through in our group.
We're at the obstacle course now. We're in two groups and we just have to go around the obstacle course.
You climb over a blue rope. You jump up onto a hanging log. You can balance with these two ropes at the side. It twirls. And then, whoa!
Oh no, fella!
And then
you find Nala slow, we have nothing to do.
Then there's another one, which you have to step down to get to.
We're all starving now. Linda and Callum have to go back and make the dinner for us, and it has to be ready when we get there. So I'm glad I'm not on dinner duty.
Well, I put the corn in. Well, I put the corn in. See, the potatoes won't be done for until eight.
And the kebabs can be maybe quarter past six.
What are we having?
We are having corn on the cob, and then we're having potatoes and kebabs, and then for dessert, we're having apples, bananas, all chopped up with whipped cream all over it. Recipe. Shove it in the oven and pretty soon our own buck therapy. Cooking in the kitchen with you.
Cooking in the kitchen. Crack another egg or two. On a day like this, time just flies. And before anyone knows it, it's time for the big campfire of the weekend.
It's about 10 now. The dinner wasn't that bad. We're at the campfire now, and we each group has to do a sketch, and this group, I don't know who it was, did these awful jokes. They were really bad, and they thought they were awful.
There are three Santa Clauses standing outside a toy store. How do you know which one's from Kerry? The one with the Easter eggs in his sack.
We have a song ready to do for the sketch, and the Wild Rover, but we don't really want to do that anymore, so we might do Alleluia instead.
Alleluia, Alleluia. Well, baby, I've been here before. I know.
And the fire was blaring, and they were singing their songs, and we were singing ours, and there was Green Day thrown in. It was great, we all kind of, for a finish, we all just got on together,
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You!
Okay, whoa. Start here. We're going to get up and we're going to make our way back to your campsite.
We really have to get up. It's Sunday morning now. I probably got less sleep last night than I did the night before. We have to go all in full uniform with our purple and green necko with the woggle and our scout shirt ironed and all. like Vanessa and all the older scouts have all badges along the arms and all that.
The weekend is almost over. Fiona has arrived to do a full inspection of the site and the scouts.
There were scrambled eggs on the side of it as well.
In full uniform, they do look good.
Brillo pads. Okay, so just, you know, keep an eye on small things like that because hygiene is very important, okay?
We're looking at hygiene. Their store tents, is everything nice and neat and tidy? Have they kept the raw foods from the cooked food? So the mammies will be delighted to know these things, that they can go home and clean the fridge when they're finished. We're looking at health and safety, that there isn't axes or saws or things left lying around on the ground. And then during the day, we're marking them on the bases as well, on their mind games, the first aid base, their rafting, and the climbing and the different things. But the biggest marks that we do actually give throughout the events and throughout the activities are on how they work together. They're on team spirit, how everybody gets involved in the team, whether they've all taken part. And they actually, the marks for that are actually worth twice as much as the marks for the actual practical work.
Like, as myself as a leader now, like, you can see it in the scouts. There's other kids better at doing things than other kids. So, like, each kid, each child has, you could say, like, when they're doing tints or pioneering or first aid, there's a different kid that kind of takes to that compared to other children. Like, the same way I was. I'm into pioneering now myself into building compared to the other boys. They were kind of into other stuff, like, so there's no saying, well, you're not able to do anything, so you're staying there in the corner. Like, there's none of that. That's one thing I found out about scouts, that you're never left out. You're always doing something. Someone will always be there for you, like.
So we're looking at a bigger picture. We're looking at how they work together, how they develop as a person from when they come into us in scouting, and they leave us hopefully as a more rounded and, I suppose, a person who's found their place within society, and they can use the skills that they have learned in scouting.
Sing me the story of your day, of the coming and the going, of another day of growing, and what you learned along the way.
My favourite thing about the weekend was the aerial runway.
I'd say the worst bit was probably getting up in the morning or something.
Doing it, we've done stuff like you thought, oh my God, we couldn't do this. So, like, yeah, it's like an achievement even if you don't come first or second or whatever.
The annual Shield is a weekend these scouts will never forget. They've worked hard, played hard, learned new skills, faced new challenges, made new friends. But most importantly, they've had a lot of fun along the way.
So in fourth place, Shannon. Well done, Shannon.
I hope we don't get last.
In second place,
Woo! Second, oh, that's class.
It was brilliant and we had a really good time and we were so pleased to get even second. And next year, Killaloe might be sending a senior team up to the Shield.
Let's push it to the rug.
The people you meet in scouting invariably turn out to be the friends that you would have for the rest of your life, and you make very good friendships, and you see that when kids come into you in Cubs, and by the time they go up to scouts and venturers, and you watch them along their journey, and they've made really good steadfast friendships that will last them.
Well, the fellas that I grew up with, they'll always give you a ring. You'll always meet them, you'll always stand up and chat to them and see how things are. There was a friend of mine, he was in scouts with me, and he was over in Australia, and he came back and I hadn't seen him. Jeez, I haven't seen him in about 5 years. I was just above in town getting stuff, and all of a sudden he pops in. Big massive hug for the two of us. Things have never changed with us. Like, it's still the same as if we were inside in scouts, like, you know, so.
Sing me the story of your day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.